1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Premier is standing firm against calls for nurses and midwives to receive a 15% pay rise as they prepare to strike. Union members will walk off the job for 24 hours from tomorrow morning. Chris Minn says granting an increase of that size will only open the floodgates for other sectors to demand the same.
One thing we can't agree to and we're negotiating on is a 15% one-year increase in pay, and if we allow that, it would cost over $3 billion if we agreed to it. But I can imagine the next day the police, corrections officers, paramedics will be on our door saying, well, we want it too.
Coles and Woolworths are facing court action, accused of misleading customers about savings on discounts. The ACCC alleges both companies increased product prices before putting them on sale. The federal government has today released a draft of its grocery code to address price gouging. Consumer spending expert Graham Hughes says legislation needs to be pushed through Parliament.
We need to ensure that we are mandating that the right amount legislation here, so things around data disclosure, so in terms of pricing, profits, and also compensation back in their head offices, some real transparency around that.
An earthquake has again shaken the state's Hunter Valley region. Geosciences Australia says a 3-magnitude tremor hit Muswellbrook just before 3:30 this afternoon. It comes just a month after the nearby town of Denman experienced a 5-magnitude earthquake. A man's been sentenced for hindering an investigation into a deadly stabbing at the Royal Easter Show. A 17-year-old was fatally knifed during a brawl at the showground in 2022. Lamano Latou's been ordered to undergo 18 months of treatment in the community for helping the killer escape from police. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has used a key speech to make the case for nuclear energy, but questions remain about the cost of his proposal. Zach De Silva reports.
The coalition is promising to build nuclear power plants on 7 sites around the country if it wins the next election. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has given a key speech outlining the plan's economic merits, but he hasn't said how much the proposal would cost or how much power would be generated.
We'll have more information about the cost of nuclear. We'll have it in good time.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Mr. Dutton needs to come up with some details.
I have no idea why he's giving this speech.
Analysis from a US think tank shows the nuclear plan could push up power bills by more than $600 a year.
Residents in southern Lebanon have been told to leave areas where Hezbollah may be operating. A spokesperson for the Israeli military says extensive, precise strikes against terror targets will soon be carried out. It comes just days after an Israeli airstrike hit a suburb in the nation's capital, Beirut, which killed at least 45 people. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has landed in the United States. His first stop, an ammunition factory in Pennsylvania. He'll also meet with Joe Biden, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in the coming days.
Hope Sport.
The AFL's Night of Knights will be held in Melbourne this evening. Jordan Tunbridge previews the Brownlow medal count.
For the second year in a row, Collingwood's Nick Dacos is one of the leading contenders to win the Brownlow medal. The 21-year-old midfielder expected to consistently poll well, having averaged more than 30 disposals and playing every game. Carlton captain Patrick Cripps is also highly favoured with punters to claim his second league best and fairest award. Two-time runner-up Marcus Bontempelli once again a chance, but could lose votes to teammate and fellow on-baller Adam Treloar. Among the outsiders, Fremantle's Caleb Sarong and Essendon's Zach Merritt, while a third Charlie isn't out of the question for last year's winner Lockie Neal. Sydney's Isaac Heaney is expected to make a hot start to the count before a controversial suspension in round 17 ruled him ineligible and his form tapered off.
And the Socceroos haven't wasted any time signing new coach Tony Popovich to a 2-year deal.
Hope weather.
Clear tonight, winds westerly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, heading to tops of 25 degrees. Wednesday, hot with a late shower, heading to tops of 30. Thursday, showers windy, a high of 18. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 1032, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
You know, there are children who actually enjoy going to the doctor.
I do.
Me too.
I like my doctor.
Norwest General Practice is a family practice.
I was sick.
The doctors are great with children. They treat them well in every way.
My doctor made me better.
Norwest General Practice has a paediatrician, childhood nurse and many health services on site.
My doctor's fun.
Station sponsor Norwest General Practice. Visit norwestgp.com.au.
Inquired, a truck breakdown has very heavy delays westbound on the M4 approaching James Roos Drive. We also got a motorbike breakdown closing a westbound lane in Clyde on the James Roos Drive on-ramp to the M4. Looking pretty good in both directions on the M7 through the Light Horse Interchange. Receive free installation on blinds at Accent Blinds this spring. Visit accentblinds.com.au for a free measure and quote. That's accentblinds.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
On air, online, on your phone. Hope 1032 is with you wherever you are.
You're listening to Hope Drive for your Monday evening, and we are very close to a public holiday. I don't know if it's the same here in Australia, but in Auckland, whenever there was a public holiday, people left Auckland in droves as soon as the day ended, the Friday, whatever day it was. People would be out of the city, and I've got a sneaking suspicion it might be the same because my friends and I are looking to head out to Jervis Bay for the long weekend, and I'm looking for recommendations on some of the best beaches to visit. 0448402020, send me your recommendations. Here's Dua Lipa, Dance the Night.
speaking hope into your family.
Hope 1032.
Every anxious thought that steals my breath, it's a heavy weight upon my chest. As I lie awake and wonder what the future will hold, help me to remember that you're in control. You're my courage when I worry in the dead of night. You're my strength 'cause I'm not strong enough to win this fight. You are greater than the battle raging in my mind. I will trust you, Lord. I will fear no more. I will lift my eyes. I will lift my cares. Lay them in your hands. I'll leave them there. When the wind and waves are coming, you shelter me.
More, it's the afters on Hope 1032 at 0848402020. What are some of the best New South Wales beaches? Let me know because I'm looking to do some travelling during the long weekend, and New South Wales is huge, so there is plenty to see. I've already been to Palm Beach, I've been to Bondi, Coogee, Manly, you know, all the main ones, but I need those really unique, really small recommendations. What is your hidden gem of a beach? 0448402020. Send me a text.
What could be, and if I'd end up happy. Cricket, the beach and the skate park. Hope 103.2.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control. Ooh. These days are fast and they're furious. Feels like the worst is ahead of us. Hard to feel at home, but I believe that you and I are in the right place at the right time. God called us by name, and he doesn't make mistakes. I know we were born to shine bright in a dark world and needed some light. Don't have to be afraid. Maybe we were made for this day. Just needs the hope that's inside of us. Ooh, ooh. What if it's more than a destiny? What if we're part of a masterpiece? Ooh, ooh. Until our Father brings us home.
these days. It's Jeremy Camp on Hope 103.2. Sharma with you. And a driver has called out another driver for parking really, really badly, to the extent where they couldn't get into their driver's seat because of how close the other driver had parked. And, you know, I was reading this article and I felt bad for the person who had the driver park close to them. But then I remembered this morning when I was arriving to work, I pulled into the car park and, you know, I had to reverse into the parking because I just had to, even though I'm terrible at doing it. And honestly speaking, I'm glad there was no one around me because I parked so badly. It took me heaps of tries to eventually get myself situated in the middle of the car park. And yes, I know a lot of people say if you can't reverse park, you shouldn't be driving. Fair point. But I empathize with this driver. They probably attempted to fix their parking a couple of times and then just realized they're not very good at parking. So same boat as me. But yeah, I do, you know, recommend not reverse parking if you're not good at it, especially if it's going to inconvenience others. And even if it does embarrass you, do your best to fix it. So I see both sides, but I feel for the driver as well.
103.2.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate. Let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit comanassociates.com.au.
Did you know that God's most common way of speaking in Scripture is in dreams and visions? I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations. God still speaks in dream visions today, but we don't always recognize it. That's why I've written God Dreams. Drawing on the experiences of the early church and contemporary life, my book explores the nature of dream visions and how to understand their symbolic language. You'll learn to hear God's voice more clearly and that a picture truly can tell a thousand words. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
In Clarendon, earlier a truck breakdown has heavy delays remaining westbound on the M4 approaching James Rees Drive. We also have a motorbike breakdown westbound on the James Rees Drive on ramp to the M4 in Clyde. Also in Gabby, it's busy both ways on Old Windsor Road at Powers Road. The M5 looking pretty good heading westbound through Moorbank past Moorbank Avenue. Right in the sands, underpace heading southbound on the Grand Parade at Bay Street. I'm Thomas Reeve taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
You can't expect your kids to be the best at everything, but it can be hard not to. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Each child is unique. They have strengths and weaknesses, just like us. Yet too often we expect our kids to do more than they're capable of doing. For instance, parents who are extroverts may expect their kids to be outgoing as well, but that may not be their personality. Some kids are simply wired to be shy and introverted. These parents mean well, but the kids are getting a different message. They tend to think that there's something wrong with them and start to feel like a failure. Accept your kids as they are with their God-given personalities and fight the urge to make them into something that they're not. Teach them to discover their own strengths and their own interests. They will likely excel in ways you never imagined. For more on raising your family, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
We have tried to make you small. Thank God that you-
1032.
A great track. Wow, it's Mariah Carey. We belong together on Hope 103.2. And taking a look at the community notices, on the 27th of September, Moore College is hosting an open event. It's happening in Newtown. There's an open day, open night, open morning. You can check out all the information of it on hope1032.com.au/noticeboard. While you're there, take a look at some of the other awesome events that are taking place in the community.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Hey, it's Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue.
And Laura from Hope Afternoons. Join us on the Watchlist podcast, where we look at film through the lens of faith.
Breaking down big ideas shaping entertainment today.
We'll help you decide what's worth the watch and which movies you'll be talking about long after credits roll.
Subscribe to the Watchlist wherever you get your podcasts and on the Hope 103.2 YouTube channel.
Here's Melissa Brown, principal at Covenant Christian School.
Covenant, we know that Christian education in the early years makes a difference. We have the privilege of partnering with Christian families to form and shape the way a child will see the world right from the very start of schooling. We want our students to know that living with Jesus as Lord puts every part of life and education in its proper place. Come and see for yourself how a rigorous Christian education makes a difference, especially in the early years.
Station sponsor, Covenant Christian School. Hope Drive.
To station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 103.2.
right down to the bone and was a rolling stone. Just wanna be free. But now I think it just might be a little more than slightly changing my views. This is a far cry from what I know. Cause all I know, the way that you do, turn your love on and I feel I'm reborn. I always want you. Sometimes I feel like, hey, no, this can't be right. This can't be real. I've seen love come and I've seen it go.
Hope 103.2.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
It's Stargazing on Hope 103.2, and a brand new episode of the Brendan and Danny Bell podcast dropped on Friday. It is a quick highlight. I say quick, it's like 40 minutes of the best content from the week that's been. If you want to check it out, hope1032.com.au or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it is you get your podcast from. But hey, that is it for me. I'm heading on out of here. I'll be back same time tomorrow night. Hopefully you are too. Have a blessed rest of your evening. Bye.
Hope 103.2.
That's the Play Cave, the best birthday party venue ever. And it's a clean, safe way to let children play while mums catch up or families enjoy an afternoon out. The Play Cave has quality cafe food and coffee, is open for breakfast, lunch and dinner, is air conditioned, has corporate catering and a private functions menu. Book a party at the Play Cave now and get $50 off the bill. Station sponsor the Play Cave.
Awesome fun!
Visit theplaycave.com.au.
Hello. I lost my 17-year-old son to the effects of bullying, and sadly, I'm not the only one. Every day, thousands are suffering the pain and humiliation of bullying. The Bully Zero Australia Foundation deliver evidence-based education programs to schools, workplaces and community groups. For more information, visit our website bzaf.org.au or search Bully Zero Australia.
In Marsden Park, we have a two-car crash causing delays both ways on Richmond Road at South Street. In Clyde, a motorbike breakdown westbound on the James Luce Drive on-ramp to the M4. The M2 looking good heading westbound through the Langcove Tunnel this evening. No delays heading westbound on the M5 past Moorbank Avenue in Moorbank. And a clear run in both directions on the M7 through the Light Horse Interchange. I'm Thomas Reeve. There we'll have a check on Sydney traffic tomorrow at 6 a.m. on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
and I don't deserve you.
Stop and smell the flowers.
Sorry.
And listen to Hope 1032.
Could you pass me a tissue?
I will fight for you. I always do until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you. We'll make it to the other side, like lovers do. I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours to enter.
Hope 1032 from Bondi to Kurrajong.
We're right here with you.
How did I ever get this far? After all I've been through, still you hold my heart. How did you pull me through the dark? If it weren't for you, the healing couldn't start. Show me who I could be. And now I know that this is the good life. Never look back when I traded for a day in my own life. Never look back cause I know that you are always with me. I got you, I know you got me. This is the good life. You gave me the good life. I always thought that I'd be fine. And all the things that left me dead inside. You gave me the truth when I had lies. Showed me you're the only one who satisfies. I never knew I could find peace until you found me. Showed me who I could be. And now
Words and messages.
Hope1032.com.au is your home for inspiring stories on relationships, parenting, life, and more.
of a prayer?
Drop us a text on 0448 40 2020.
You choose to stay.